He won 4 gold medals in track and field in the 1936 Olympics, a feat that would not be duplicated until 1984. His name is still well known, but life had its struggles for this amazing athlete. Today, we go to his roots and remember his career on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Down the country roads of northern Alabama, near the town of Oakville, you'll find a place where Olympic champion Jesse Owens grew up. James Pinson helped build an ice museum here. Owens won events at the 1936 Berlin Olympics in front of Adolf Hitler, who planned to showcase what he believed were his superior athletes. James says you can see Hitler's reaction in the films they show here at the museum.
When Jesse beat his top man in the 100, you could really see the frown on his face. He wasn't looking too happy after that.
The Jesse Owens story still brings thousands of visitors here.
Winning 4 gold medals, that's an accomplishment. Of course, that's happened since then, but at that time, that was a big feat.
Owens' name is still widely known today, yet Pinson says times were different for athletes back then.
But the sad part about it, and I had to put in the museum, if he had done that today, he'd be an instant millionaire. But when he come back, he had all these promises that fell through.
Later in life, Owens competed in races to earn some money. Entertainer Bojangles helped him, but when Bojangles went bankrupt, Owens, always willing to help others even when he had little, gave Bojangles a prized possession.
Jesse gave one of his gold medals to Bojangles because he fell on hard times. If you remember, the Bojangles family put that on eBay or somewhere and sold it. And some guy in California bought it for $1.5 million.
Although Jesse only lived in this area until the age of 9, local residents were proud of his accomplishments and wanted to honor him. Today, this museum shares the story of an amazing athlete who confounded Hitler and brought home 4 gold medals from Berlin. Traveling the countryside in Oakville, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.